The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
This is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. In the studio today, I would like to welcome Mary Catherine Lesinski. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. She is an LPC with a private practice here in Hot Springs. So welcome, Mary Catherine. I'm just going to call you Mary Catherine from here on out.
Yes.
That's okay. But welcome to the studio. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Victoria, for having me on. This is a pleasure, and I know I've listened to your podcast before, and you do a great job, so I'm excited to be here. So,
well, thank you.
Yes, I have my own private practice here in Hot Springs. I started that in 2017, but before that, I worked in hospital settings and agency settings. I became licensed in 2011, so I have a little bit more background beyond my business, but yes, I work with teenagers and adults as individuals. And my niche specialty is Christian counseling. I also have extra training beyond my state license in Christian counseling. So I am a board certified professional Christian counselor as well. And so many of my clients seek me out for that.
And, you know, I love that because I, as a, you know, a therapist in private practice as well, we've actually talked about this because I've had, you know, people call me and specifically ask for a Christian counselor. Mm-hmm. So can you expand on that a little and explain what that means to it? And I'm thinking in terms of, you know, Christian counseling versus going to any counseling. How do you feel that that differs?
Sure. Well, let me tell you some of the things that it can include, and then I'd like to maybe describe a little bit of what it's actually like. Okay. So Christian counseling can include things such as praying during the session, reading certain Bible verses or passages, and talking about their spiritual life. I would encourage them to have Christian friends, you know, in the mix that can encourage them in their spiritual walk as well. Friends are a vital part of mental health for everyone.
Yes.
And so that's some of what it can include. But in practicality, in sessions, I find us talking about the character of God and what he thinks about, you know, my client. I ask them, you know, what do you think God thinks about you? And that is a very powerful question.
Yes, I love that.
And we talk about how they talk to God about their problems. You know, some people say, you know, when this happened, I stopped talking to God about it because I was just so angry and so upset. And so we process, you know, what about anger at God? And how would we start to pray about this issue? And so helping them to relate to God in their own way. And
I think that that's an important part of whenever we talk about mental health. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we know we get clients who are coming in going through a struggle, right? Mm-hmm. There's usually a lot of time, not always, but a lot of times there is something that has happened. Mm-hmm. And so they want to come in and help get through that. And I know in my practice, in terms of grief, the anger at God and why do these things happen to us is something that a lot of people really struggle with. And do you feel like there is a resolution to that, or is it just a process of... Well, I'll just let you answer that. Do you feel like there's some kind of resolution to that?
I think that there can be, and you're exactly right, that many clients have the question of, why did God let this happen to me, or why doesn't God answer this specific prayer? Mm-hmm. And of course, there is no one answer or one formula to answer that question, but working with clients in seeing different possibilities and helping them to come to a sense of peace. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that can go back to the character of God and learning to trust Him even when we don't understand things, even when we don't get an answer to our why questions. And that, again, is very difficult, but that's one of the things that I can walk with clients through those times. And, you know, many times they do get back to that sense of peace that they had.
And I think we need to normalize that. So, you know, I used to work in hospice, and I know the chaplain and I would have these conversations about, you know, the struggles that people were going through. And and I remember one time I said, I just feel like if you don't question God, it hasn't been bad enough. You know, and he was like, you know what, I agree. I think you're right. And I think part of what's wonderful about Christian counseling would be, I think sometimes we don't feel comfortable questioning God, mm-hmm. right? I think sometimes we're not encouraged to do that in our faith. And to come to a counselor in a private setting where you can actually express my anger at God. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps my faith has been shaken, you know. And I'm sure you have seen it, but I have seen it where a lot of times helping people work through these feelings, they come back with a deeper relationship. How do you feel about that?
I think that can happen, and you're right that as a Christian counselor, I get the unique opportunity to speak with some people who have questions or struggles that they're ashamed to talk to their pastor about, right. or they don't want to open up to their life group or their community group and say, hey, I have this question, or hey, I'm angry at God, but with me in a, you know, private confidential setting, they will ask those questions. And yes, you're right, normalizing having questions, normalizing being angry, normalizing all of the different emotions that we have. I, you know, talk with clients about how God created our emotions. God created, yes, our bodies, and He created the whole world. And I think we forget sometimes that God created our emotions too. So He knows how our emotions work, and He knows how our emotions can kind of go haywire sometimes and be hard to handle. But knowing that He made them, I think gives clients a sense of comfort that, okay, God can help me with them since He made them.
Very comforting, for sure. And the flip side to, you know, we talk about this anger and spiritual questioning is that I have seen, and I'm sure you have as well, that a spiritual base is very helpful when you're going through a struggle with anything in life, right?
Yes, it definitely can be to lean on your faith in God and to have your church community there surrounding you. For people who go to church on a regular basis, can be a real point of strength. And I wanted to mention this too, kind of backing up. Like I said, not all of my clients are Christians, but also some of my clients say, you know, I grew up in church, but now I've kind of floundered away from that, but I'm wondering about it now, and I'm just not where I used to be. Or they say, you know, I used to be strong, but then this thing happened to me, and now I'm just so angry at God. And also, you know, when I see teenagers, you know, the parents bring them in, and the parents say, we're a Christian family, you know, all everything like that. And then I talk to the individual teenagers and say, you know, where is your faith? What do you think about what your parents have said? Because I know that teenagers can have different thoughts from parents about spirituality and what they think about God. And so that's another thing when I work with teenagers is, let's talk about what you specifically think and not just your parents.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old, after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
And it's always evolving, don't you think, in over our lifetime and as things happen to us, right? Like I said, I really feel like these things that we go through could give us that strength and deeper understanding about what is, it's so deep, right? Like, like what is life? And it's not supposed to be easy all the time, right?
Right. To have a purpose in life. And many people get that from God and their spirituality and having purpose and just knowing that, you know, God cares and can make such a difference.
So whenever someone is thinking about coming to see you, are there, I can just imagine people are like, oh, that sounds really nice, but I'm kind of hesitant to come to Christian counseling. How would you encourage them to just go ahead and make that step?
Well, yes, you know, I encourage them to just give me a call. I'll talk, you know, on the phone to kind of see, am I a good fit for, you know, the specific issues that you're struggling with? And I'll talk with them about, you know, that I just kind of in the first session ask them where they are with their faith. Mm-hmm. If, you know, if they attach to a specific faith and what affects them, you know, with their specific issue that they come in and explain that to them. And also, along with Christian counseling, like I said, I'm also state licensed. And so I use some ACT or ACT therapy principles in my therapy work.
And ACT is?
It stands for acceptance and commitment therapy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those principles do line up with a Christian worldview. I also use CBT and draw from other sources as well as far as my theoretical orientation of treatment.
And CBT is?
CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy.
I think we forget, right? We talk the you know, kind of the therapy lingo, but, you know, the listeners don't necessarily know what that is. So, and you were talking about teenagers. So you see clients from, like, what are your ranges?
About age 13 and up. You know, I really enjoy working with teenagers and young adults, but I certainly have clients who are in their 50s and 60s as well. But mostly, I would say, the young adults and teenagers. And with the teenagers, I really, you know, I'll see them individually in sessions, but I really try to bring in the parents and the family. I see parents, you know, just as a great resource of helping their teen go through whatever it is. My philosophy, I guess, is that teenagers are typically very close to their friends if they have friends, and friends can be a great support and a great encouragement, but friends don't always make the best life guides. And that's what parents are, right? They're still teenagers themselves. And so, you know, helping the parents and teenagers to connect so that the parents can guide their teenager through everything that teenagers go through these days, and helping the teenage and parent relationship and help understanding and help communication is almost always a part of when I work with an individual teenager, is bringing the parents in.
Yeah, as you said before, support system really is one of the main important factors to good mental health.
Right. It surely is. And I, you know, encourage people to have good friends. And that may be part of the goal of therapy, is to help them develop good friendships.
Yeah. I know that we talked a little, that you are doing some other training as well, some things that you're interested in. So tell me a little bit about those.
Yes, so from my work with teenagers and young adults, I've just noticed how so many people are looking at their screens way too often, and they parents will say, "Oh, my teenager is, you know, having trouble completing homework because they're stuck on social media or stuck on their video games." And so I have just begun some training and application for certification in the therapy world, what we call digital addiction. And I know that's kind of a strong word to say addiction when we're talking about a screen, but I think it's definitely true. People can recognize that many people, even older adults, right, you know, we're stuck on our screens, adults period, stuck on our screens too much. And so learning about how to help people to disconnect to some degree and handle their screens in a healthy way. And so I'm excited to get more training in that and eventually advertise that I am trained in helping people with digital addiction issues and screen time issues.
Yes, that's such a need for that. I love that you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what happens, I'll just say this one thing, what happens with screen addiction, and this may be more specifically with video games, is that you sit down and you play video games and that raises your dopamine level. Mm-hmm. And with other activities in life, we'll have what would be called a dopamine hit, and it, you know, that level rises in our brains and then it goes back down. But with video games, if you're sitting there for 2, 3, 4 hours, it rises and stays up. And so then your brain gets exhausted and depleted from that, and it gets overstimulated by the dopamine and then has to make all of these adjustments. And so that's part of what's going on chemically with the addiction, is the dopamine too much, and then it becomes imbalanced.
And it's a true addiction, because then we start to crave that dopamine, right?
Right.
And I think we have to acknowledge that social media and these games are developed with these principles in mind, right?
Exactly.
That is the goal.
Exactly.
That you're going to be on there all of the time, because that is how they make money.
Right.
And we need to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. I love that you're doing that.
Yeah.
So tell me a little about, I just want to kind of reiterate that, what if someone's just loves what you have to say, or perhaps they're going to come to you for this, you know, for the digital addiction. You do not have to be a Christian to come see you, correct?
Right.
Yes.
That does not have to be a part of our therapy.
Right. So give me a little, where can we find you? Are you on social media? You have a private practice here in town. Where is that at?
And so my office is off Malvern Avenue, very near the library, if people know where that is, in the Ricks building. That's where my office is. I also offer sessions online as well. I know through the pandemic we were all totally online, and then now I've, you know, returned to the office for sure, but I offer online sessions as well. I actually became certified in the technology assisted counseling back in 2013. So I was doing online therapy before it was cool.
Right.
So I have a lot of experience with that. So I also have a website, which is lifewalkpc.com, which that's the name of my business. It's Lifewalk Professional Counseling, but the website is lifewalkpc.com. I do have a Facebook page that is Lifewalk Professional Counseling. I also have a YouTube channel that is Lifewalk Professional Counseling as well. So it's just the name of my business for both of those. And then the best way to really reach out to me to ask questions about therapy would be my phone number, which is 501-547-1347.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, Mary Catherine. As I said, I'm sticking with your first name, but thank you so much, licensed professional counselor. I'm at Lifewalk Professional Counseling here in Hot Springs. So I appreciate you coming in to talk about, again, I mean, I think I say this on every podcast, I'm just here to normalize these conversations about how important our mental health is.
Right.
It is important for I think just this conversation that we have that is important to normalize. Let's talk about these. Life is messy.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know, life is messy, and that's okay. And sometimes we need some help. So I love what you're doing, and thanks for coming in to talk about your Christian counseling and really everything that you're doing. So many different things.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful to speak with you about this.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.